Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, I'll just say your name and your title.
Hi, my name is KJ Moore, and I am the festival director and director of programming for the 25th anniversary celebration of the Maryland Film Festival in Baltimore.
Yes, and it's returning to the SNF Parkway Theater on, what is it, West North Avenue from May 2nd through May 5th. I remember when they reopened that, and David Simon and John Waters and a bunch of dignitaries were there when we covered that. But I mean, talk about how, let's start before we go into the lineup. Happy 25th birthday. How much
Thank
has the
you.
festival grown in the time? I mean, I know you're sort of new in your director of programming role, but yeah, I mean, I'm sure you've heard the story. Talk about how much it's grown.
Of course. Yeah, I've been involved with the festival since 2011. So I've been around, I guess, for half of the festival's history now, too. And it's just such a Baltimore institution and something that has really grown and become one of the biggest up-and-coming festivals in the country. And certainly the preeminent festival here on the in the mid-Atlantic. But it's a filmmakers festival. It's a festival of discovery of emerging filmmakers. This is where a lot of filmmakers come in the beginning of their careers. We see their short films and then we bring them back with their features. And it's just really exciting to be on the front end of all that. Greta Gerwig has been a big part of the festival in the past. Barry Jenkins, or just so many filmmakers who started out at festivals like ours, and it's just always exciting to see what's coming next. And that's really what we focus on being a filmmakers festival and a festival of discovery for our audiences.
So just to follow up on that really quick, Greta Gerwig, what and Barry Jenkins for that matter, what would you remember what movies they screened here?
With Barry Jenkins, it was Medicine for Melancholy.
Right before he did Moonlight.
Well, a while before he did Moonlight, but yeah, it's a great film. And Greta Gerwig, I mean, she was here with the Joe Swanberg film, Hannah Takes the Stairs, and lots of other, films as an actress and as a director. And it's just been really exciting to see where she's gone for sure.
Nice. Any other names we can drop? Even if it's, John Waters or David
Oh,
Simon,
yeah.
I mentioned, but
I
yeah.
mean, we always have for the past, I don't know, probably at least a decade, John Waters, who is a great friend of the festival and on our board. He presents a film each year, one that he picks from things that he's seen that he doesn't think other folks will get a chance to see, or things that he just wants to pull out. And his comments are always hilarious, and that's always a favorite at the festival. This year, he'll be showing a film called Butt Boy, a narrative feature, but it's always really fun to get in on his screenings and see what he has to say about the films. His take is always unique.
Awesome.
And this year we're also have a special guest curated program by Lily Wachowski and Mickey Mahoney, a trans shorts program that we're really excited about. They'll both be here for the duration of the festival this week. Dawn Porter, who's a director who's been with the festival before, will be coming back with one of her films from a few years ago, Trapped. But she's our opening night filmmaker with a Luther Vandross documentary called Never Too Much, which was one of my very favorite things at Sundance this year. But this will be a regional premiere of that film on opening night. It'll be an all-out Luther Vandross party. With Jonathan Gilmore Project performing tributes to Luther Vandross afterwards as we kick off the festival for this special celebration. But there
Awesome.
are
Let's
going to
go
be.
more into that actually, if you don't mind, because I would like to move sort of chronologically through the lineup day by day. And so you're mentioning the Dawn Porter Luther Vandross documentary, Luther Never Too Much, on Thursday, May 2nd, the opening night screening. And yeah, Dawn Porter's joined us for interviews and an amazing filmmaker. Everyone needs to check out her
Oh,
stuff.
good.
But
Yeah.
talk about yeah, what you know the Luther movie, like why is it a perfect way to kick off the festival? I mean, I personally love Luther Vandross, rest in peace, but with Dawn
Great.
Porter behind the camera, that's got to be special.
Yeah, I mean, this was a film that was so many years in the making. The family really, Luther Vandross's family really was looking for the right person to direct this film. They wanted to do it for years and finally decided to hand it over to Dawn Porter to really just be able to look through all of his archives and working with Sony Music to just really create this beautiful portrait of, it's just such a love story to Luther Vandross. Everyone's speaking about him, his collaborators, his family, his fans. Everyone is just so full of love for this guy. And it's just like getting a front row seat at a Luther Vandross love fest. So it's a great kickoff that way. And also because Baltimore is a predominantly Black city, and Luther Vandross is one of our great Black artists. And we really want to create a festival where people see themselves reflected in the images on screen. So it's
Absolutely.
a perfect film for kicking off our 25th.
Absolutely. Well, that's a must-see opening night event on Thursday. How about Friday, May 3rd, day two? What, you know, is there like a highlight film? I know you don't, I know you want to say all of them, but for my purposes, I'm
No,
gonna try to turn this around really fast. So let's just try to stick to one if you want to pluck one out and really highlight as like a spotlight for Friday.
picking your babies.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that I'm really excited about this festival in general is a film by Larry What Up Caudill called More Than Hype. And it's a documentary about Baltimore club music. And a lot of it focuses around the Paradox, which is a club that was just the biggest club in Baltimore until 2017 when it closed down. It happens to be the year the Parkway opened. But it's just a just it, just really the energy in this film is pumping throughout, and it's just such a great history of Baltimore club music and of Baltimore music scene in general, just talking with all of the great figures. And Wayne Davis, who ran the Paradox, is creating for one night only, we're calling it One Night at the Docks, a big after party after that screening on Friday. And that, so that screening follows the John Waters Presents screening of But Boy on Friday evening. So Friday evening is going to be another just really full, great, exciting evening.
Awesome. And then day three, Saturday, May 4th. What would be, what should we say is like the big highlight, the must see one for that day?
Saturday, I mean, Saturday night is when we have our Trans Shorts Under the Stars with Lily Wachowski and Mickey R. Mahoney. It's just a program of shorts, most of them world premieres, that Lily and Mickey have found from all over the country. And they will be with us for the duration of the festival. And they're doing a screening outside under the stars at the Current Space Gallery in Mount Vernon. And they will be introducing the films. Most of the directors will be there. So that's going to be a really exciting one on Saturday. Also, in Saturday morning, we're doing a silent film screening, something that has been a favorite at the festival for many years. We're silent film screenings with a live small orchestra. We're doing a screening of Oscar Michaud's 1925 film Body and Soul, starring Paul Robeson, at 11 o'clock at the Parkway on Saturday. And that will feature a live score with a Baltimore musician, Aaron Hill. And I was there at the theater with him on Wednesday, you know, doing a run through, and I'm just so excited about that one too. It's going to be really cool and just such a rare opportunity. We got a 35 millimeter print from the George Eastman House up in New York, and it's just going to be a really rare, wonderful opportunity to see that film.
Oh, that's so great. Yeah, and if people don't know, I mean, Oscar Michaud was like the pioneering Black filmmaker, and sadly, some of his movies are, you know, lost to history, but
Exactly.
that's so great that you're highlighting him to finally get his due amongst all of those, you know, other silent classics.
Exactly. And he was there making work with the best of them, and he hasn't gotten enough attention. I mean, his film Within Our Gates, his first feature that we have a record of, because he did have one before that, The Homesteader. But I mean, that's so early. We're talking 1920, 1921. And it was a response to Birth of a Nation, to D.W. Griffith's film. So
Yeah,
it's exciting
Homesteader, I think,
to
was
be
like
able to show.
1919. I mean, we're
Yeah, I
talking
think it was
early,
1919.
early pioneering stuff.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, that's going to be really, really cool. All right. Well, then, how about the culmination Sunday, May 5th? Is there like a closing night screening or even anything during the day that we can highlight for that final day?
Yeah, we do have a great closing night program that I'll tell you about in a minute. But first, I want to tell you about it. Also, that morning, we have another 35 millimeter print of Divine Trash, which is a film that showed in our very first festival in 1999. And Skiz Cizik, who's a former program director of the festival and is still involved on our screening committee, will be presenting Steve Yeager's Divine Trash which is a film about Divine and John Waters' crew, and it's just such an important part of the festival history and part of Baltimore history. And Steve Yeager is a filmmaker who we really want to just give him his flowers, and celebrate this film. And we have a whole retro MDFF sidebar of the festival, and this is one of those films, but showing films, highlighting films that people saw in the past at the festival and that are hard to get your hands on now. So we wanted to just celebrate our 25-year history and really highlight some of our favorites from the past that people don't get to easily see anymore. And Divine Trash is one of those, and that's going to be a really great screening at 10:30 on Sunday morning.
Cool. So that's sort of like a
All
behind the scenes footage of, Pink Flamingos and Divine, like the behind the scenes
exactly.
stuff of as that's being filmed. That's going to be cool.
Exactly. Yeah. And then all day, I mean, we have great stuff. It is hard to pick. One phenomenon here in Baltimore is squeegee kids who are squeegeeing your windows. And there are always a lot of stories about squeegee kids. But we're going to be showing a documentary, a feature documentary by a couple Baltimore filmmakers, Clark Lyons and Gabe Dinsmore. That focuses and works with some of these squeegee kids telling their stories, and it's just really gripping. And we'll have a conversation after that, a documentary ethics panel kind of about involving minors in documentary productions and consent and all of that. But then our closing night program is a shorts program. A very important part of Maryland Film Festival is shorts programming. We have a really extensive screening committee that looks at every single film that's submitted, and many of those are shorts. And most of our shorts programs, we have 10 of them this year, come out of the submissions that we get, that over 40 screening committee members and then our 7-person programming team looks at. So everything gets at least 3 sets of eyes, and it's always very, very hard to pick. But this closing night program are some of our favorites from this year's festival, and it's just a real diverse mix of some of the best films and some of the people that we think folks should be looking out for, who are going to be making big waves in image making in the future.
Awesome. Just final seconds. Talk about how Baltimore, it's been a rough time in the news for Baltimore with the FSK bridge collapse, and that was it's been na suddenly Baltimore's national news again, and that's a it was a tragic event. But yeah, how's the how, what's your small little part in helping the city heal from that and give them something fun to do? I don't know if that's me a stretch trying to connect those dots, but
No, it's no,
yeah.
we've been thinking about that. That's exactly right. And I think it's, our motto is Baltimore Strong. And just really, I think it's important to focus some attention on Baltimore and focus on the exciting things that are happening here and the creativity and the innovation, and to really kind of come together in this moment, and support one another, and to have this kind of a celebration, to really, bring eyes to Baltimore, bring attention to Baltimore, and to know that there's so much going on here and that we are getting through this together. It is important to come together in times like this. And it is tragic, and our minds are with the, with all that's happening with the bridge and with the two families who still haven't retrieved their loved ones. But I think it's all the more important for us to come together at a time like this.
Absolutely. Well said. And I'm sure, as filmmakers do, I'm sure there will be some powerful, documentaries about that in coming years that will probably play this festival. But
Right.
for now, it's nice you guys are offering this for people to come out. And it's a really exciting lineup. It sounds like a really, really good stuff. So hey, thank you so much for doing this.
Jason, can I mention a couple more things?
Sure.
I mean, one thing that's important, because we're looking at the history of the festival, of course, and celebrating where we are now, but we're also looking to the future of the moving image. And one of the sidebars that I'm super excited about for this festival is our Cinetech, which is virtual reality, augmented reality, gaming, immersive experiences, all sorts of ways that we're looking at the future of storytelling and the moving image, where we become part of the story. So in our lobby areas, And throughout the festival, we will have these experiences, and people can participate in some VR, gaming, XR, these immersive experiences. So that's going to be new for this festival, and in keeping with just looking to the future and looking to where we're going with moving images and storytelling. And I want to point out that we have a bunch of free programming. Every morning starts out with free family programs, and it's some really great work. And also our panels and talks are free. So it's kind of something for every budget, age, and interest.
Awesome. Thanks for adding those in there. We'll make sure we, I'll post this full interview as well for people to listen, in addition to the radio pieces. So, thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much, Jason. Really appreciate you.